This has taken a nice turn. Just, you know, with everything that's happened here tonight, I mean, the Lord has met us. And it's been incredible. If you'd like to go now, that's fine. Oh, yeah, please. We have our friend Ipley, Abraham George in the back, and I just want you to be ready to share a few things. And if you're ready now, are you ready now? Come on up. Today we're just trying to seek after how the Lord wanted this to roll out, and it's definitely rolling out different tonight. So we're just going to follow that.
All for the glory of God. Everything we do is for His glory. All the denominations here in Alaska are joining into one. We are working for one Lord. God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And in time, we are going to burst out Anchorage from this church and different organizations from the churches that had the Holy Spirit in it. We are going to bless, we are going to chase the demons out of Anchorage in Jesus' name. Some group is going to go port, Anchorage port, and pour the blood of Jesus, which is a grape juice, and olive oil, which represents the Holy Spirit. We are going to band together this church and the churches that are established in Anchorage. It's going to take over. Demons are going to have nowhere to run. Demons even will bow down to our Lord Jesus Christ when He comes with a great glory and power. Demons are created. They are fallen angels. And them too will kneel when Jesus comes. And we are victorious through the blood of Jesus. When my Lord Jesus comes for His children that are ready, the ones who are marked with His name, Holy Spirit, we are going to be called in front of Him. When He calls, there'll be no denominations. There will be no Moravians when He comes. There will be only believers, God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. The warriors are rising. The sleeping giant is rising. The Alaska is the sleeping giant. There are 12 tribes in Alaska, just like 12 tribes in Israel. We are band together. We are the chosen end time. Chosen. We are chosen. We are the chosen ones who will see Christ's returning. So therefore, we must work together to furtherance the kingdom of God, work together, tear down the walls, and work together to serve Him alone. This thing that there will be no more saying like this, I have more people in my church. No, we are working to one Lord, and we need to band together before He comes. We are band together through the power of the Holy Spirit, and we are anointed servants of God. We are His mouthpiece. We are His feet. We are His hands. When we do His will, I must be dead. He must be alive. I word, me means Him, me. When that word I, it produces pride. So I has gotta go out the door, and we as a servants of God, we as a body of Christ, we as a church are going to work together. God is working fast in these last days. My tongue wasn't speaking in English until He brought me up. Then He brought me back with a message. Then I told Him nobody will believe me. He told me plainly, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb, and I chose you to tell my children He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father only through our Lord Jesus Christ, which we are working for, which we are standing for, which we are going throughout the world. When they say Jesus, that name Jesus, all the denominations know that we listen to Him. So therefore, as the chosen children of the Most High God, we are His children. My Lord told me, I'm going to bring you back to tell my children that He's the only way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father only through Jesus. Tell my children that He is coming soon. My Lord is coming soon. Tell my children He alone has orchestrated everything that is happening here. He foresee with the prophets of an old, it's not changed yet. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He still have prophets. Those denominations out there, they think they're of old. Nope. God can pick any old drunk people out there and flip them like a pancake. A drunk may not know all the words of the Word of God, Bible, but when he picks that person, he can change his tongue to speak to his children, make them understand. The tongue that he is speaking may not be fully educated in English, but he can do anything that he pleases. He is God. He is God. We need to look our eyes on him alone. For we will see him as he is when he comes with his great glory and power. I asked him, what should I say? And he said, rely on him. And now he is speaking these words that we must work together for furtherance of the Lord's kingdom. And we must go out to Anchorage like they worship the demons, go by their church and pour olive oil, pour grape juice, fight the demon with Holy Spirit, God the Father, and we are winning. When that time comes, and it's sooner than we think, he'll be in a pit for 1,000 years, and we will be with our Lord Jesus Christ. And after 1,000 years, he's going to release him for the short period of time. And yet, they, few will follow the devil. And after that comes, God will destroy him. He's not going to be seen. He's not going to be heard of no more. Him and his angels and his followers will not be remembered no more. But we, as the servants of God, we are a little bit lower than the angels. He said, we will judge them. He said, and the word of God says, we will judge them. So therefore, keep your eyes on our Lord Jesus Christ. This brain we have is not holy. This brain we have here is the flesh. Our heart, in our heart, there's our spirit and the soul. The Lord sees the heart. So therefore, our heart must be joined together. Our heart must work together for the furtherance of his kingdom. We are his servants. My Lord Jesus, I didn't really have believed in heaven, outer darkness, and hell in 2005. That changed. In 2005, before that, I used to tell my grandma, I have to see it first and believe it. In 2005, he spared my life, God alone, Jesus alone. He spared my life. My spine was broken inward. My ribs were broken. My shattered rib went to my liver. And another shattered rib went to my lung. Another went pop out right here. And Dr. O'Connell called Anchorage that they are going to medevac me. He's not going to make it. And there was a nurse that who testified, was a witness that Dr. O'Connell called that I wasn't going to make it. And then at that time, in 2005, November 29, when I get medevaced, before they medevac me in our village. Our young pastor poured holy water over my head and prayed for me. And then when they medevac me to Dillingham, another priest, which is a Russian Orthodox priest, anoint me with anointing oil and prayed, Heavenly Father, extend his life. So when they medevac me to Anchorage, I was supposed to die. Yes, I did. I came out from my body and I met my Lord Jesus. I couldn't see his face. He was speaking to me in my Yupik language. When I said in my thought, wow, he's speaking to me in my Yupik language? Question mark. He told me plainly, he said, he knows all the languages of the earth. When my children pray in their given language, he hears through Jesus' name. So therefore, him alone we give the glory. And then my Lord Jesus, after he brought me up where he took me, I saw his creation. As far as my eyes could see, all the nationalities of the earth was there. There was no special only skin color. Nope, everyone was up there. Everyone that had accepted Jesus as their personal savior is in paradise. And then my Lord Jesus showed me as far as my eyes could see babies, all the nationalities of the earth, babies. What is this? My Jesus told me in my language. They were miscarried, they were aborted, they were stillborn. Tell their mothers, if they accept Jesus as their personal savior, when the mother goes up to heaven, baby's gonna meet that mother, and there will be no more separation. He said, tell their mothers, I am coming soon. And my Lord Jesus said to me, I'm going to show you. As soon as he says, my soul would listen, he said, I'm going to show you. And all of a sudden, he is in control. He was controlling my soul. When he said, you want to see where the unsaved souls go. All he said that, and automatically I went different direction. Before I reached that place, I know military have some gases that I went through. Couldn't breathe. It was so much worse than tear gas. I heard all the languages. And what is this? He said, this place is called the outer darkness, where the unprofitable servant will go. The outer darkness is real. So we must work together for the furtherance of his kingdom. And my Lord Jesus told me, you want to see where they are being tormented. From that outer darkness, he brought me down. I felt I was going down. And yet I heard more souls crying, weeping, gnashing their teeth. And all of a sudden I see souls, one soul in a pit, one soul in a pit, one soul in a pit. All these souls were in the pit all alone. The fire would burn them. The worms were coming out from their eyes, nose, mouth, and ears. Jesus said, where the worms will not die and the fire will not be quenched. This place, it was meant for the devil and his angels. And that is real. There are some souls there that they did not accept Jesus as their personal Savior. They didn't believe in him. They died in their sins. He showed me they were in a pit. One soul asked, give me another chance. Jesus told him, I was waiting with a stretched arms ready to forgive you, but you didn't come to me. He died while he was sinful. He ended up in a pit. And he showed me where it's at. I saw worms coming out from their eyes, nose, mouth, and ears. Jesus said, where the worms will not die and the fire will not be quenched. Tell my children, this place is real. Tell my children, I am coming soon. And my Lord told me again, look up. When I looked up, there were more souls falling like a black rain. What is this? These are mostly children. They didn't honor thy father and thy mother while they get killed. This is what's happening. Tell my children, honor thy father and thy mother. I said, I don't want to be there. He said, I'm going to bring you back. From the pit of hell, he brought me back to that beautiful place. There, he showed me more. He showed me, boy, if I tell it all, it'll be tomorrow. There's a book out there. There's a book. But on each side of the wall, Jesus' disciples on top of the doors. And I said, what is that Bartholomew? That he was one of his disciples that on top of the door. John on top of the door. Matthew on top of the door. James on top of the door. And I didn't know his disciples. But he took me, and I believe 110%. Now there's no doubts about it. He's coming back. There's heaven, there's outer darkness, and there's hell. We must go out and win souls for the kingdom of God. Every soul that we won for the kingdom, that's the crown. And that day is coming. And this is how my Lord Jesus wants me to speak tonight, for he is coming soon. Thank you. Lord, thank you for greasing my tongue. Thank you for greasing my tongue. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, many of you may not have heard Abraham speak before, but he actually back in, it was in 2000, you said it was 2003, five, is when he actually died from his injuries. and he was out for a long time. They've got the medical proof about that, about his death. And he had an heavenly experience that he just spoke about. But one of the things that I was hearing is in his message is that we must work together. We must work together for the kingdom of God in Alaska. And one of the things, I'm just going to speak a little bit, and I wanted to share a little bit about what Chuck Pierce had spoke to Alaska. And he was proclaiming his word and prophesying over us, and it says, "You have prevailed and you have travailed," speaking to us Alaskans. He says, "But now there is an incredible something that is setting a navigational course that only can occur in this state. Something is beginning to rise up and realign over this state. We are shifting. We are finishing one season and shifting." He said shifting is a musical term for acceleration. Things are accelerating in our state. He said one season of warfare is coming to a finish, and we are shifting into the next levels of confrontation. But we are shifting with a victory mentality that we didn't have in the last season. And one of the things that Abraham was speaking is they're going and doing, pouring out the oil and pouring out the wine or pouring out the grape juice. They're going to these different places and doing battle. They're doing what God has spoken to them to do warfare in a new way. And God is speaking to each one of us that there's something that he wants us to do. No matter how insignificant some things might seem, there's spiritual things that are happening that he wants us to do in this season.